is the Riot on Radio U.
I love when we have a chance to have new bands in.
New people,
yay.
Nikki. New people. Sometimes Nikki and I get tired of each other, so it's time to bring in...
Every so often you gotta throw in someone new to the mix.
Somebody else. Citizens and Saints in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's meet. Who are you guys and what do you do in the band?
So I'm Zach. I'm the lead singer of the band.
Okay.
I would say you'd know him by his beard, but everybody has a beard in this band.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing now, I guess.
Right? You have to.
Something like that. I'm Brian. I play keys in the band.
Okay.
And I'm Adam, and I play drums in the band.
Okay, real talk about the beards, though, guys.
They're all just wonderful.
You guys really have substantial beardage. Substantial.
Thank you.
Like, they're starting to kind of, like... curl a little bit, like a Santa sort of look towards the end of it.
Yeah,
it's very.
Wait,
yeah, you
did you hear Brian's jolly laugh?
Yeah. It's not just a beard; it's like it's doing something.
Dude, it's changing your personality, Brian. How have you changed since you started growing a beard?
Oh man, that's a great question. I've become more pensive and
thoughtful.
I've taken up lumberjacking on the side.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Do you wear more flannel or is it about the same?
Yeah, it's more of a fall winter thing.
Yeah.
And spring and summer.
You're committed though. All seasons.
Yeah. Talk to us about the kilt situation. Oh. How many kilts do you have at home right now?
I left the kilt at home because I heard that you know, it was going to be a little chillier out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's probably a good choice.
Now, do any of you guys do the beard oil or the maintenance stuff? Or is it just, this is what it is?
Pretty low maintenance.
We kind of have like a no maintenance policy, I suppose. I don't know, but.
Okay.
That's the cool thing about having a beard is it's actually a lack of hygiene that allows you to maintain it.
We've had this discussion before, but we have had, I would say, some more high maintenance men that have come through.
Okay.
That are very into beard grooming.
Okay.
Of some kind, and we just want to know, like, you know, a VOA hot oil treatment or anything to know.
It's usually just my wife just telling me you need to comb that thing. That's usually how it works out.
I don't think they look good when they glisten. It just looks like you just ate like a glazed donut and
the Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme beard.
Terrible.
Okay, so no glitter, no little Christmas baubles, none of those fun things.
No.
That's disappointing.
Okay.
Women like that.
Okay.
We think that's fun.
Oh, great. Okay.
All women or just you?
Mostly me.
Okay, all right.
Anytime you can get more Christmas ornaments out, it's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Zach, what about, like, with you, how long have you been growing that? Because we have a video that runs on Radio U TV in which you have
from
a
Citizens
beard.
And Saints.
But it's not as beardy.
I know.
Okay.
Well, okay, I feel like I've always had a beard.
Okay.
Like, since.
Just born this way?
Yeah. I don't remember a time not having a beard.
I want to see some pictures.
If there are pictures of me not having a beard, I feel like my mom burned them all or something.
Sure.
She might have, dude.
Yeah,
I
don't know. Or she was embarrassed by it. But probably like seventh grade, it was pretty. In fact, there's a pretty embarrassing story, but I'm going to share it. When I was in seventh grade, I came into the lunchroom one day. I had a terrible like just crustache going
on. Yeah, sure.
And it was very clear it's time for that guy to start shaving. And I came into the lunchroom and all the girls had, or some of the girls had put chocolate pudding on their upper lip.
Dude.
To make fun of me.
And
you know what? It worked because I shaved that
night.
You know what? They were not making fun of you.
Well, yeah, because around that grade, making fun of meant you liked the person.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's true. But
and quite frankly, it sounds to me like they were trying to make their lips more appealing.
Sure,
pudding. I guess, sure.
So. I mean, you know, you come home, your wife's got chocolate pudding on her lips, and it's like, I'm going to kiss those lips.
Okay.
Okay.
Why not? Yes.
I like chocolate pudding. This
not a
is
bad
fine.
Thing.
Yeah, sure. It's not a problem. So look, Citizens and Saints, first time in here. Let's go back to those elementary school years when you guys formed the band.
Yeah, sure. It goes that far back.
Way back
does,
in the day.
It does.
Back when we were using, I don't know, Pen Pal.
Yeah.
We'd mail each other cassette tapes of songs or something.
How did you guys get started?
We all met at the same church.
Okay.
So I moved to Seattle, and then all of us have been involved in music over the years in different ways. And so we just met through different friends and different people that were part of that church.
Uh-huh.
And
you guys were like, we just belong together.
Aww. Well, the beards drew everybody. He was like, we'll get along.
It was, in fact, I don't even think you had a beard, Adam, when I first met you.
No, we actually have in the... We have a video in Tenderness that people always ask, who was the first drummer in the band? Because I do not have a beard yet.
It's like, try not to get offended. You're like, that's me.
Who was that girl that was playing drums for you guys?
That's right. That's right. It was actually me.
That was Alan. Alan Spatula.
Yeah, sure. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, so we all met and from there just started writing and arranging music. And then over the years, too, Brian, he produced a lot of the other bands that were part of the label that we were part of it called Marcel Music. And so there was a bunch of other bands that were part of that Brian actually produced a lot of those records. So we all kind of had a pretty tight-knit community, which mm-hmm. is why we like to travel around together still. A lot mm-hmm. of those bands like King's Kaleidoscope and Ghost Ship and the Sing Team. And so that's kind of something that we've stuck to.
Yeah. So okay, you guys, I know you were telling me off air that you have a tendency to go out for kind of short runs as part of a large overall tour. Say you've been together for a while. How is life in the van, really?
With so many?
Oh, yeah. My.
It's, is it one van or what do you guys travel in?
Between us and King's Kaleidoscope, there are, and then we have another guy that comes out with us and helps keep us organized,
uh-huh.
Which is great. So there's 12 of us in the van.
12?
Yeah.
Crazy.
But
no way. And is that thing that I saw you got? That's the van.
Yeah.
Is it modded out or something?
Nah.
Or?
You could say it's got a little mod mod to it.
I mean, if
there's an Xbox in there, and they left a few games with us in there, that all of them are just scratched beyond belief.
Yeah.
Somebody's been able to make the skateboarding game work, so that's been...
Yeah.
We'll just all watch one person skateboard on the thing, and but yeah, it's cozy in there.
But we're all really good friends. I don't know that we've had a conflict today.
I am shocked you're still friends. That is amazing.
We have a good time together. We have some good laughs, some good... it's kind of one of those things where if you're sitting in the very back and you hear someone laughing, you immediately... feel like you're missing out on something.
So. Oh, you perk up.
Yeah. What was that?
What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Normally, bands roll through in their van and like they just throw each other out the bus and they just like get out. They need a break from each other. Oh, so that's nice to hear.
Maybe it's because we do shorter runs. So that keeps us a little bit more.
Well, okay. Well, here was my question when I saw you guys in there. Do you guys do a lot of overnight driving in that vehicle? No.
No.
Okay.
Maybe
see,
that
probably helps. Because when I looked, I thought... Is anyone sleeping in there? I don't know, dude.
It's actually, we decided last night that it takes more work to try and sleep in that van than it does to just, you know, just be awake.
Pull over, stay up or go just somewhere else.
There could be something to it. And that may be what's keeping you around because we've seen bands come through where I'm pretty sure that they were going to eat each other at some point.
Oh, man.
That's the natural progression because they're not sleeping and they're just all driving.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
yeah, so
someone's going to break at some point.
Yeah, they did the long run.
Yeah. So Citizens and Saints in with us. Now, you guys, your new album is still pretty new, like September, right?
Yep, that's right.
So what separates this new music from the stuff you were doing before?
I think the biggest difference for us is that, you know, because we started as a church band, we were writing songs for our church to sing. And then coming out of all that, we've just... in a different place now where we still want to write songs that are true to kind of the things that we're experiencing, but they're less general and a mm-hmm. bit more specific.
Okay.
And so I think, you know, the biggest thing that I've seen transition in a lot of our music is that, you know, whereas the other albums might have been more telling sort of these general stories, I feel like this album's more like a diary.
Uh-huh.
And that's not to say that it's so raw and personal, you know, that it's almost uncomfortable to listen to. But I think that's like the art of telling a story is trying to tell it in a way that other people can somehow relate to. You know?
Yeah.
And so without necessarily trying to write it so that everyone will relate
sure.
to it. Sure.
No, that totally makes sense.
And so I think that's what we really tried to do on this record was just write something, write about the things that we're living in, which uh-huh. just so happened to be about a lot of doubt for us and also faith too. So there was like these two components at work and realizing that it's quite true to just how we are as humans and whatever you believe. It's just, you know, we go through lots of different stints of believing and then doubting the things that we believe too.
Sure. So who does the writing? Is it a group project? How do you guys work on that?
Yeah, I mean, typically, for instance, on this record, I wrote, I would have the lyrics, most of the lyrics, and then some of the song ideas, bring it to the band, and then we would spend a few hours, sometimes more, on a song, and then, you know, kind of collaborate together. So everybody kind of brings their own piece to the puzzle, which is pretty fun. It makes it really enjoyable.
Their dish to the buffet.
Yes.
So yes.
Oh, it's like a potluck.
It's like a potluck. Okay. Yeah.
It's a musical potluck.
Yeah.
That's a metaphor I can understand.
I've never
put that into everyday words.
I'm trying to think of like what my potluck dish would be if I were to bring.
Well, it depends sometimes by your last name and stuff. It might be a soda or a potato salad.
I'm the kind of guy that would hit up the KFC on the way over and just be like, here, whatever.
Bring the bucket.
Nobody's going to be mad I brought
No.
Zach would bring a very specific pizza without pepperoni to the potluck.
Wait, what? What's wrong with pepperoni?
Oh gosh, we really got to go there.
Yeah, we do.
I just think pepperoni ruins pizza. I don't.
You do?
I just do.
Could it be that you've never had good pepperoni?
I feel like I'm a. Okay, if you were. I like asking this question of other people because I know my answer. You know, what's the last meal you'd eat if you knew you were going to go live on an island
forever?
Forever, right?
Yeah.
Mine would for sure be pizza. But I love pizza.
What would be on it?
I really like New York style pizza.
Okay.
Or actually, Jersey style pizza a little bit more.
I don't know what Jersey style is.
Cheese?
Like
New,
yeah.
So like just straight cheese?
I would do a cheese pizza. Yeah. I'd be totally happy.
You know what? It's okay.
You're about to go live the plainest life imaginable. And your attitude is, I want the plainest pizza
exactly.
to prepare me for this plain life I'm going to live.
You got to get in that mindset.
Yes, he's getting prepared.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I want some boiled water with some rock salt.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, it's like going having fish before you then get on the island where I'm sure you'll be eating nothing but fish.
Oh, I hate fish. All right, Nikki, what would you eat?
Probably
it would be
Asian food of some kind.
I think it would probably be a really absurdly large serving of how about some chicken McNuggets and McDonald's French fries?
There you go.
Great.
All right.
Great.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
you guys, I'm getting hungry now.
we gotta be careful where we go.
And all these meals sound like they would be terrible together, but I'm totally
game. Hey, dude, I went to a wedding where they had it catered. They had Chick-fil-A, Chinese food, and pizza.
Yeah.
Wow.
As the reception food?
Okay, that's kind of brilliant.
Let's go. Let's do it. Is it still happening?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a couple years ago. I don't know if the food's still good.
You know what, let's wrap this up and have our own little wedding reception. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
So, Citizens and Saints, guys, thanks for stopping by.
It was so nice to meet you guys.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, keep making the music and growing the beards.
We'll keep beating. We'll just be here.
Can do.